Apple ads, Google acquisitions, 5 million iPhone 5s, the Verizon iPhone 5, Apple TV Now with iOS 6, and personal pickup for iPhone 5. It's Tuesday, September 25th, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of iWeek. Lots of great things going on in the Apple world this day, as it's the week after iPhone 5, and we're creeping up on October with all the new iPods coming out, so needless to say, there's a lot of news today. First up is some just general news about Apple advertising. They've released 4 new ads, 3 of them having to do with the iPhone 5 and 1 having to do with the AirPods, which sort of relates with the iPhone 5 as it's included with the iPhone 5. So they've included some rather awesome ads. The first one is Thumbs, and that ad I have a real fondness of. They point out how perfectly thought out the screen size of iPhone 5 is, as your thumb can only go from here to here. Why don't you design a phone that lets you use your thumb naturally? So that's basically what that one's about. Cheese is a rather awesome ad for iPhone 5 and 4S that showcases the panorama functionality. And they do this in a cool way, where they have it taking a panorama of children standing in a line in costumes for Halloween, and the panorama is in such high resolution, they point out that you can print it out and post this huge panorama thing in your office, and that's really cool. Next up is a physics, where they basically point out, how can the iPhone 5 get bigger yet smaller? The iPhone 5 is against physics, so that's that. Then Ears points out how awesome the EarPods are. So some really awesome ads. You can find them on Apple's YouTube channel and elsewhere. So there you go. In other opening story news, I just want to point out that Apple has been sending out emails to MobileMe customers that are now iCloud customers that have that special 20 gigabyte account for iCloud. So basically what's going on here is on September 30th, which is creeping up really quickly, we are going to be reduced to 5 gigabytes in size. So if you have a free 20 gigabyte account, that will be 5 gigabytes come on September 30th. So this is the important part here. And this email points out that if you're using more than 5 gigabytes, you must take action before this day to downgrade so basically what they're saying here, sorry, that did not make any sense. Basically, you need to clear out excess data if you're above that 5 gigabyte cap. If you're above the cap, you have to clear that out, or you have to upgrade and start paying for iCloud storage. If you don't, you will basically have a stalled account. Unless you take action before your downgrade takes effect, backups to iCloud will stop, apps will no longer be able to save documents to iCloud, and you can either free up storage or cancel your downgrade to keep your current storage plan for another year. So basically you have to pay or free up storage. So that's what's going on here, and I would take care of that right away. And now on to some app news. The first is a Mac app, which I found in my RSS feed of Mac App Store apps, and it looks pretty cool. It's called iClock. It's 99 cents, and it simply adds a clock to your dock, and it maintains the current time in the dock. So if you want an option to get rid of the menu bar clock, you can instead put it down in the dock by having this little app called iClock. Another news is Snapseed, which recently was purchased by Google. So Google's Senior VP of Engineering, Vic Kundutra, made a rather awesome statement, saying, "Earlier this week, I proudly welcomed Nick's offer to Google. They've been making pictures more awesome for 17 years. And we're excited to bring Nick's expertise to the entire Google community. I also want to make something clear. We're going to continue offering and improving Nick's high-end tools and plugins. Professionals across the globe use Nick to create the perfect moment in their photographs. We care deeply about their artistry." So it sounds like the apps will be maintained, plugins will be maintained, and the company itself will be up and running. Unlike some of their other acquisitions, this one will not be deprecated as much. Another popular Google acquisition was Sparrow. And the good news there is Sparrow's founder, at Dominica, on Twitter said, "iPhone 5 support is coming soon to Sparrow." So they will be updating it for the iPhone 5, and we'll see how longer this app stays current, as all they are doing now are maintenance releases. Another Google product is FeedBurner. And this is a sad story to report. FeedBurner is a program, a web service that I use to make sure my podcast feed is up to date. Currently, FeedBurner is up to running but it's basically stopped stats. So stat tracking is gone. The RSS feed remains. And I am really nervous if this will go away because I really depend on FeedBurner and need this to be up and running. So that's one thing of note. Next up is some iPhone 5 update apps. The first is Kindle. It is updated for iPhone 5 and iOS 6 optimizations. They've also updated the brightness control, added a lower brightness range for improved night-night reading and use in dark conditions. They've also have a change in fonts. You can optimize your reading experience with new font selection options. So those are both new as well. And then Chrome version 21.0.118.0.82. Yeah, that's a Google product for the naming there. It got updated for iPhone 5 and iOS 6, as well as stability and security improvements. So that is the app news for the day. Next up is some iPhone 5 related news. So what is going on with the iPhone 5? First up is the initial sales weekend. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, states that demand for iPhone 5 has been incredible and we are working hard to get an iPhone 5 into the hands of every customer who wants one as quickly as possible. While we have sold out our initial supply, stores continue to receive iPhone 5 shipments regularly and customers continue to order online and receive an estimated delivery date. We appreciate everyone's patience and are working hard to build enough iPhone 5s for everyone. The company stated that they sold 5 million over the weekend, which is a big, big number and surpasses that of the 4S. Now, related to the iPhone 5 is Verizon's iPhone 5. Now, something we discovered on Friday is Verizon's iPhone 5 comes to customers unlocked. The GSM portion of the phone is unlocked, so you can use it on AT&T's network for both voice and data. You can't use HSP Plus, you can't use LTE, but HSPA Plus works great, and I'm happy with HSP Plus, and it provides basically a really great phone. So Verizon phone works on both networks. And they also confirmed that Verizon Wireless will not relock the phone. So they came unlocked as the 4S did, but the 4S was later locked. This one will not be relocked. Verizon said yesterday that it won't prevent its version of the iPhone 5 from being used on AT&T's network. So this is an official thing and not some hack that will go away. And sadly, related to Verizon news is a rather weird statement that it just shows the current tides of what's going on. So Mashable writes up, Verizon believes unlimited data plans are on their way out. The company's CFO told investors at a Goldman Sachs conference on Friday. He says, this is Fran Shamo of Verizon. The good news here, though, is the dilution is not as much as we expected. Explaining how the company hasn't seen much attrition after dropping its unlimited plan in May. Shumo added that unlimited is just a word, it doesn't mean anything. So, Fran, Shamo, that is not just a word. Unlimited should mean truly unlimited, but it is you that have ruined a great thing. So, that's that. Another iPhone 5 news is more about this A6 processor, which is currently only available in the iPhone 5. The A6 processor now is confirmed to have triple core graphics. That's right, we now have an outline of what's in this chip. We have ARM cores, we have triple GPU cores, and tons of awesome stuff. So this is going to be a great iPhone for gaming. And lastly, personal pickup is coming tonight. According to Mac Rumors, and I believe 9to5 Mac, they got a screenshot of this iPhone 5 reserving and, you know, for personal pickup. This one's unconfirmed, but it would make sense they would launch this at some point, and now is as good a time as any. So that may be coming or may not be coming. Now onto iOS 6 news. The first thing up today is the rather awesome news that the Apple TV got updated to iOS 6. Now, what's new with iOS 6 for an Apple TV, you might ask? Well, let's see. First off, our shared photo streams. You're able to subscribe to shared photo streams from your friends or family. You comment and rate photos right on your Apple TV. Very cool. Hulu Plus. So this was in the past, but watch current and previous seasons of TV shows and movies with your Hulu Plus subscription. Trailers, search for the latest movie trailers and see showtimes for movies playing near you. I believe the movie time aspect of that is the new part of this. AirPlay, share the screen of a Mac with OS X Mountain Lion, or send Apple TV audio to AirPlay speakers. So the new part about AirPlay with iOS 6 on Apple TV is that you can now send Apple TV audio to AirPlay speakers. So the use case is this. You're watching a movie, or you're watching something with your Apple TV. It's hooked up to a TV set with no speakers attached to it. You can send that audio to AirPlay speakers. Or you're watching something and you move to the kitchen. You can now have speakers in the kitchen playing that audio instead of the ones in the family room. Lots of cool uses of this. The biggest one for me, though, is probably this now ability to switch iTunes users' accounts. You can easily switch between multiple iTunes accounts to access your own movies, TV shows, and favorites. So we now have multiple accounts on Apple TV, and hopefully this shows me that Apple at least understands the need. Hopefully this means that perhaps mobile devices could get this as well. Finally, new screensavers were added to the Apple TV. Use all new cascade, shrinking tiles, and sliding panels screensavers with your favorite photos. So that's iOS 6 on Apple TV. Some cool stuff, and hopefully there will be more added later this year. Now on to an iOS 6 Touch with Mountain Lion, or an iOS 6 Touch with iMessage. So if you are somebody that communicates with people of different languages, you may use two different keyboards, right? English or Spanish or a variety. So what they've done in iOS 6 is if you use a certain keyboard with a certain contact and conversation, that keyboard will remain while a different contact and conversation will use their own keyboard. So you're basically having smart keyboards depending on which person you're talking to, which is pretty nice. Now, in other iOS 6 news is the iPhone User Guide for iOS 6 as an ebook in the iBook Store. So this is their description in the iBook Store. This is officially from Apple. Here's everything you need to know about iPhone. It's in a handy ebook format. Get to know iPhone, discover all of the amazing things it can do and how to do them. It's a definite guide for getting the most from your new iPhone straight from Apple. The iPhone User Guide is an essential part of any iPhone library. So there you go. That's in the iBook Store as a free download. Now on to some Google Map news and maps in general. First up is TechCrunch reporting that a contractor who worked on Google Maps as part of a massive undertaking to integrate Street View and newly licensed third-party data to prove European coverage, as well as develop turn-by-turn, says that when attention turned to indoor mapping, things started to become less interesting, and a lot of staff started looking for new opportunities. That in fact, Apple is contacting many of these engineers and in hopes to make a better maps, which sounds cool and seems like a logical step for them. And another news, Ryan Petrick got an old version of Google Maps running on iOS 5.1 up and running on iOS 6. So he has a YouTube video of it showing in action. And next up is just the mention that Starbucks with Passbook integration will be coming by the end of the month. A tweet by Starbucks says, "Updated iOS 6? Our Passbook update is coming at the end of this month." And they give some weird numbers as well at the end of that. So it's coming just at the end of this month. And finally, in iOS 6 news, is the new fact that Bluetooth API allows devices to show your notification center messages over Bluetooth. So basically, you're able to develop a device now that sends notification center information from that device, from your iPhone, to, say, a watch or something like that. So there's some cool new things over Bluetooth that can be done, and that's just one of them. Closing out the show, I've got two more stories. The first up is a quick mention that the Apple developer sign-in page got a redesign. It's much more in line with the iCloud login, and is a nice change. And then finally today is Twitter CEO's Dick Costello saying basically that Twitter archiving of your tweets will be coming later this year. So that is coming. You'll be able to download all of your tweets by the end of this year if everything goes to plan. So that's what's going on in the Apple world today. Thank you guys for tuning into today's show. You can find the show notes at iWakePodcast.com. I also do videos over at youtube.com/TCHATEN. And if you want to get more, I do this thing called I Wake Again. That's where I do Saturday episodes of I Wake in an interview type format. It's available at iwakepodcast.com/again. I also post access to my scripts that I read from to do this show over there for I Wake Again subscribers. So iwakepodcast.com/again. Thank you guys for subscribing and watching or listening to today's show. I will talk to everyone again real soon. Have a great evening, and talk to you guys on Wednesday. Aloha.